and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit carersolutions.com.au.
And we're in for another podcast here. We had to get rid of the original first take because Em said some pretty controversial things.
That is the opposite of what happened and you know it.
Nick said some very progressive things.
That's not what happened.
Right,
Neither of us said anything.
Your Honor.
We've been sitting in silence this whole time.
That's what we do. The second the mics are off, bang.
Well, we know that's not true as well because today I had to tell you something off air because on air I looked like a real idiot.
Was that the 8:30 thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's fine. For those who were playing along at home, Em thought that I was doing a joke before we went on air, I guess, and then...
It wasn't a joke.
It was just business as usual. I was just doing the same thing we do at least 5 or 6 times a day, yeah. Every show.
Yeah.
Well,
but sometimes it's just so hard because we're always joking around. I don't know.
Oh, we're always having a bit of a laugh, a bit of a gas, gassing you up.
It is a
What have you got for today's podcast? Anything of note to talk about?
No.
Do you not?
No, you said it'll be a quick one. I just assumed that meant let's just cut to the chase.
Oh, it just means that we'll only get to one of your topics.
Oh.
I did actually want to talk about, it's in today's podcast, is the James Webb, the Australian competitive eater who's just taken out the...
World champion.
For some...
It's called Wing It On.
Is it actually the World Championships? Because there's a lot of food, like a lot of the food competitions are all sponsored by a food company, and there seems to be a lot of them.
Well, Hear My Thoughts by Emily Tresidder. It's in America, and they love to say world champions even when they're not,
e.g.
NBA, NFL. So because it's in America, I'm just going to go with that pattern of belief and say that it's the world championship because it's in America.
Speaking on American world championships, did you see this thing in the past week or two, the American sprinter?
No.
So an American, I think he's a sprinter, or he's like a track and field athlete, mm-hmm. and he was doing some press. I think his name's like Nathan Lyle or something. And he came out and was like, he's American himself. And he goes, isn't it crazy how people win like the NFL or the NBA and they call themselves world championships?
I thought that was a basketballer on Team America.
No, he was on Team America. So you mean on the American basketball team?
Yeah.
No, he was, I'm pretty sure he was I think he's not a basketballer and he was just calling it other sports, I think.
I did see that.
And then a bunch of basketballs were like, hey, man, what are you talking about?
It's true, though.
Yeah. Imagine trying to defend that. It's like, it's just unequivocally, you can't defend it.
No. I go for the Kansas City Chiefs. We are the world champions currently.
Mm.
But even when they get it and they're like, world champs, blah! I'm like, okay, but you're not, though.
And it's like still certainly impressive that you've won it. Like winning a league of any sort, incredibly, massive achievement. And
yeah, actually, Patrick Mahomes, the real MVP, if you are listening, which I'm sure you are, I was not smack-talking you then in that moment. I love you dearly. Thank you.
She says some really strange things about you off-air, Patty. She's been showing me her fan fiction.
My fan fiction would be for Travis Kelce over...
That's fair.
Patty
if you could
Holmes.
Pick one of the two, that would be, I mean, I think that's most people.
What was his show, his reality show, Travis Kelce? It was like Chasing Kelce or something, Catching Kelce.
Have you seen footage of it?
Yeah.
It's real weird. It's so strange to watch. It's so funny that it exists.
I want them to do a new one because I feel like he's ready for it now.
Well, I think he's certainly become much more of a character.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was always a bit like, you know.
He's a bit zany.
Zany? A bit of a kook? I'd argue that he's not a kook. I'd argue that he's a frat boy that developed a bit of a personality.
Oh, when you put it like that, the fan fiction's just been put in the bin.
And I'll get that out once you've left the room. you'd take Kelce over Mahomes every day of the week. Have you seen? I don't know. I'll talk about this, and you let me know if it's worth keeping in because I think this is inherently slightly racially like insensitive. Not from me. This is me reporting on something that I was like, oh, that's weird.
Okay.
Have you seen the video of Patrick Mahomes, who is mixed race African American,
uh-huh.
and his wife, I don't know what her last name is, Brittany something or other.
Mahomes.
Oh well, yes, that's true. Well, so pre the marriage,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah.
And they're just doing like she's like, he is going to her like, what's my this, you know, doing all the things you know about me. And he's like, what's my favorite food? And she's like, fried chicken. And he's like, no,
oh.
It's Mexican food.
Oh, shit.
Moving on.
Oh, my God.
It really is uncomfortable.
A lot of people dislike her, so.
Yeah, which I understand between her and Patrick Mahomes' brother. Mm. I know we're talking a lot of American sports for an Australian regional-based Victorian podcast.
We really have become like ESPN right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not talking about her, Patrick Mahomes' brother. Yeah,
yeah,
but his brother is also,
you call me Nick Wright,
fairly disliked. And I don't like his brother either, like, you know.
You met him personally?
Well, I mean, you know Sean Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was like when the Chiefs played against who are now the Commanders, he was like dancing on top of like this part of the field that was painted in tribute to Sean Taylor.
Oh, gosh.
Like doing like a TikTok dance and everyone's like, well, that's in poor taste.
Yeah. Look, no,
He's also just been arrested for sexual assault, the brother. So he's like not a great guy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Yeah. It's like sexual assault light because like, I think he's trying to argue his way out. It looks like he might, but it's like caught on tape. So it's like a whole, anyway. What was catching Kelsey and fun chat has descended into not that.
That's classic, though. That's the world, right?
Who's someone you would give a reality TV show to if you were, you know, can be sporting, can be other?
Myself, obviously.
All right, walk me through an episode.
All right.
And it has to be an episode that could have been filmed in the last week.
That's not fair because you know I'm living with my grandma, but I think that's still good content. Like, I genuinely think, like, my auntie and my grandma and I went out to lunch last week on maybe Thursday, and that was funny as beep. It was really funny.
And we'll actually censor it in the show. Or you buy the uncensored version. No, I gave you a week so you could talk about the wineries with your mum, but that's fine.
Oh, sure.
I think there might have been something in
that
there.
That was also fun. Like, yeah. I'd watch that. I'd watch me.
So you're obviously not going to be a producer on your own show because you can't pick them.
Nah.
I'm out here picking the better episode lines.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to be your producer. And honestly, like the producers on a reality TV show, I'm going to give you a villain edit.
Okay. It worked for Abby Chatfield, so I'm
so
ready.
So true.
I'm ready.
Wow. What's your show going to be called?
Emanate.
It's all right. You're not a producer. It's fine.
Emanate. I don't know. Who would you give a reality TV show?
Who would I be interested in knowing a lot about? I would like to see a reality TV show. This might be boring, but I would like to see one of the Prime Minister, but not the current Prime Minister. The next time we have like a real, like a fun Prime Minister.
Okay.
So like, you know, I like a reality TV show of Obama when he was president would have been good.
Actually, oh, yeah.
And of Trump as well actually would have been interesting. But people that have personality, I feel like Australian politicians tend not to have much personality.
Mm.
So the next Aussie one that has personality, I'll take a reality of them because I think it's funny.
I think my thoughts on that are like I watch actually a lot of reality TV show generally. Mm. So I kind of have my people that I want to watch already watching them. I've got my eyes on
them. You already watch them. So everything's a reality TV show in your eyes.
Pretty much. Actually, that is quite true. I'm very observant. Like a lot of the time I will kind of just like be out and about watching people do their people thing.
Incite drama.
Yeah. I'm like,
I heard she slept with your husband. And you're like, ma'am, I'm just trying to take your order at the drive-thru. Please move on.
Yeah, that's my life.
Honestly, whatever gets viewers and ratings and numbers, I don't know. How do you gauge the success of reality shows? I feel like they're also not, I think a lot of them are not terribly watched. So it's like, why do they keep coming back?
Probably Twitter, like, or sorry, X, probably social media interaction.
Okay.
Would be how it happens. Because like a lot, like Below Deck, for example, which is one that's set on super yachts and it's about the people that work on the yachts.
Oh.
That's really popular on the internet.
I can imagine. Yeah, the niche as well also probably helps a little
bit.
Yeah,
yeah. And I watch every iteration of that. I watch Below Deck, Below Deck Down Under, Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I watch them all.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. One more hypothetical to you before we go is it's a workplace reality. What's a workplace you want to see a reality show made of?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like, you know, if you know the equivalent of a yacht. Like, what's an interesting environment to work in, do you think, that would lend itself to drama potentially?
Maybe like a high-end shoe store. Or like a...
That was a way too boring of an answer.
I don't know.
My initial thought was what somewhere cool that would be fun to watch. And I thought Space Station, but I don't think there's much drama going on there. And because it'd be nerds. Give me an American summer camp, but we're following the counselors.
There is one that exists.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's called...
That sounds I think it's illegal called summer film.
It's adult summer camp.
Oh.
And it is drama. But it only lasted one season and I didn't enjoy it.
could have been done better.
100%.
To be fair.
If you were the producer, Nick,
honestly,
that would have been it.
Parents should not have signed off on that. No good parent would sign off on their on a reality show being like filmed about the counselors, because like the counselors are just going to forget the kids.
True.
I would.
And that, my friends, is why Nick isn't the producer. A camp counselor.
I actually was trying to be once upon a time last year.
A camp counselor?
Trying to be a camp counselor last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why?
I was having a bit of a quarter life crisis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a quarter life crisis and was like, I'll go to America and do the summer camp thing.
Oh, that yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah, I ultimately didn't. And
regret it?
Yes and no.
Really?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the podcast.
I have no regrets, so.
Mate, I got a million. All right.
Do you actually?
We don't need to talk about my regrets. All right, that's the podcast. Enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye.
Weird note to end on. Everyone, see ya.
I have an idea that's going to help you get the most out of your next hotel stay.
All right.
I've said that it's life-changing, and I stand by that.
Well, let's see if we all agree, I guess.
I was at a motel over the weekend and it had me thinking, essentially, motels and hotels are just really big houses, right?
What is the difference between a hotel and a motel?
And a Holiday Inn. Very good question.
Pitbull.
I don't know, other than potentially it's just like a motel is like a slightly less good hotel.
Yeah.
But also there's bad you
get,
hotels.
You know, here's what it is. You meet someone to have an affair in a hotel, you get murdered in a motel.
Yeah, potentially.
I think that's the vibe they give off.
Yeah, or maybe also like motel is like by the side of the road, because I feel like a lot of motels are like roadside stops.
Motorside hotel.
Hey, that actually could be
this could be an incredibly well-known thing and we're just idiots.
I would say it's the latter for sure. I think that hotels, motels, whichever one, are just huge houses, right? Mm. So when I look at it, I'm like, wow, this is just like a 54-bedroom house.
God, think of the home loan you'd need for that.
It'd be huge. But that got me thinking, when you're staying at a hotel in a motel, why don't you treat the other people staying there as if they were housemates? Like, they're just in another bedroom of your 54-bedroom home. Like, why don't you just go over there for a vino in the Arvo? Or maybe if you, you know, you have a cup of tea in the morning, you could just knock on, you know, 27 if you're in 30 and have a little tea time.
You obviously have a very close relationship with your housemates. Mine, we're not like having vinos in the afternoons.
Oh, what?
No.
Well, maybe next time you stay at a hotel, you could do this and then you'd, you know, get the vibe of what it's like to have real housemates.
I don't know if people in hotels and motels want to hang out with each other.
Well, I'm suggesting that we change that. Why not?
I don't know. I think it sounds dangerous.
Well, okay, sure. There is.
You remember I said the murder aspect of motel and the affair aspect. And there's some businesses that conduct themselves out of hotels that I don't think would love to meet with everyone.
Well, okay. You'd obviously, it'd have to be some kind of, you know, you could, when you booked into the hotel, you signed up for a, you know, a neighborhood,
sure,
whatever. And so it's like, you know, do not disturb. Oh, you could have, you could
on
have
the sign.
Yes, yeah, you could have a sign that said like, no neighborly chat today on the door or whatever.
It's like the pineapple thing on cruise ships.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's not, we don't have time to even get into that. But yeah, I like your door handle thing. Yeah.
Yes. So you could say, yep, I want to hang. No, I don't want to hang. And then you could change it daily if you wanted to.
Sure.
This could get to the point where you have interacted with your neighbors / your housemates / your hotel room neighbors,
right,
that it gets to the point where you know them so well and you've had such a nice time that you start planning your trips together.
Right.
And eventually, instead of booking a single room, you could book a twin and save yourself money.
Yeah.
Life changer.
Well, you know what? It's changed my life.
Uh-huh.
You did guarantee that,
uh-huh,
in the sense that I've lost 3 minutes. And I'm not getting that back.
My washing machine is gaslighting me.
Huge accusation.
Well, if it weren't gaslighting me, I wouldn't make the accusation. If you don't know, gaslighting, a form of intimidation, it's basically when someone lies to you or manipulates what they say and make you feel like the crazy one.
That's not what it means.
Yes, it... Okay, so Nick is also, along with my washing machine, Nick is also a gaslighter, just putting it out there. My washing machine, honestly, is sending me nuts.
Yeah.
So I'll put a load of washing in and it'll say, you know, 56 minutes or however long the wash takes.
Yeah, okay.
Then I'll go off and I'll do something. Maybe I'll read a book, whatever. Come back. It'll say, okay, there's 3 minutes left on this cycle. And I go, perfect. I'll come back in 3 minutes and I'll get my washing out. I'll hang it out. So I come back in 3 minutes. It's still got 3 minutes left on it. Liar.
Can't trust them.
Makes me feel crazy. Hate it. And this
just forget how to talk. Forget some of the connecting words.
It actually turned into like a beat poetry. Liar.
Yeah,
hate it.
It is. It's like, yeah, hey, no, I'm going to be done in 3 minutes. You come back in 3 minutes. You said you're going to be done in 3 minutes. I never said that.
Exactly.
Mate, I never said I was going to be done with your washing in 3 minutes.
Exactly. And now I'm kind of a bit concerned because I'm like, how far will this go? Will all of my appliances start gaslighting me? Like, am I going to put, you know, some water in the kettle to make a cup of tea, turn it on, come back when it's clicks that's done, go to pour my tea, no water. Did you even put water in me? That's what the kettle will say.
Matt, if you wanted a cup of tea, you should have let me know. I would have boiled the water, but you've got to do the other part first, don't you?
What about like my hairdryer? My hairdryer, like I'm drying my hair in the morning and it makes my hair wetter.
Mm.
And then it turns to me and it goes, no, your hair's super dry. No, your hair's never been drier.
It's definitely broken if it's making your hair wetter.
Well, it's like, it's not on me. That's on you.
If you're staying with your grandmother at the moment, if she was listening to the show right now, does she listen, by the way?
Don't know.
She might. Who's to say? Great pranks for her, potentially, if she was to start doing this to mess with you.
That's true, actually. Ma, if you are listening, that could be some good content, please.
Honestly, and then if she lied about it, the ultimate gaslight from grandma. Who would have thought? What's the smallest thing you've cried over?
Mm-hmm. I cried over an article about old people getting to talk to their local supermarket attendants.
Yeah.
I just think it's so cute. I love it. I want it in Australia.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, enough to be... For a story to be so compelling that, you know, your eyes start getting a little bit leaky, a little bit teary in the studio. And
it's just a beautiful thing.
I recently cried over the Qantas ad they play before they play the movies and TV shows on a flight before we'd even taken off. Like, it happens. Sometimes the emotion just triggers you and you're like, oh, I gotta let it out a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
For getting to air this morning on 131060, you'll go on the running to score free tickets to Friday's Live, which is happening November 10 at Rod Laver Arena. Jason Derulo, Kelly Rowland, Boyz II Men, massive lineup there. And you could be heading along. You've got to get on the shortlist because at the end of the week, we'll be giving away that free double pass. Let's head to the phones right now, up to the border with Janine. What's the small thing you've cried over?
Well, back in the day when Sail of the Century used to be on the TV, my younger sister and I used to cry if somebody won the whole jackpot.
Oh, you were so happy for them.
Yeah. And we used to bawl our eyes out.
That's so cute.
That's very sweet, Janine. That's very sincere. Were your parents ever being like, geez, they must love this show. Like, what was the reaction?
I'm not sure if Mum and Dad knew what we were doing. I think we were watching it in the other room, and yeah, we just used to cry with delight.
That's actually one of the sweetest things I've ever heard. That's lovely. Love that.
Janine, have you cried over any game shows recently, or have you sort of outgrown that?
No, I don't think I have. I don't think anything's had the same effect as that.
Yeah, because we've all become a little bit jaded over the years, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Janine, thanks for the call.
No worry. Thank you.
Over to Talangata right now with Beck. What's the small thing you've cried over?
So my mum's going to laugh because she's probably listening, but I was probably about 60 and my stepdad changed the shower head. Must have been to like a water-saving shower head.
Okay.
And I go in to wash my hair and it's like a trickle of water.
No.
So I go out, like storm out there all angry and start to cry. And then I like have an asthma attack, so I'm hyperventilating.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a good time.
To be fair though, Beck, water pressure is a big deal. Like I want a shower that has good water pressure. And if you had that and it was taken away from you, that's devastating.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I cry over how good my shower pressure is at the moment, but that's while I'm in this shower, so you can't see my tears. It's the best place to get it done. Over to Bendigo right now to round things out. Jeanette, tell us a little thing you've cried over. What's happened?
Putting a hole in my stocking.
Oh, that is actually really upsetting, though.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to fill some gaps in here with me, Jeanette, because as a non-stocking wearer, what was the situation? Was it just like, was it the straw that broke the camel's back, or was it just a particular reason?
Yes, it was my niece's wedding. I had my makeup done, had my hair done, had the whole outfit. I bought some really expensive, like $30 stockings.
Mm.
Beautiful stockings. Had my nails done. Now,
oh,
there's a
no.
is a red flag.
Yes.
For me. All ready to go. Had the outfit on. Pulled one leg on. Perfect. Beautiful. Smoothed it out. My legs look fantastic.
I love it.
Got the other one. Pulled it up. Got just below my knee. And my son walked into the where I was getting changed and went, "Wah!" as he always does.
Sure.
And I put a hole in my stocking and the skirt, the dress that I had on, was just on my knee. Oh. And this ripped a big hole right under my kneecap.
Your son...
I didn't have another pair and hadn't shaved.
Oh, no. Your son owes you $30. What did you end up doing?
I went, got him to go to the supermarket to get me a pair of stockings. He bought back a 70 denier razzmatazz black stocking.
Oh, my gosh. Not what you had planned, Jeanette.
I went to the wedding stockingless. And just sat down and was absolutely mortified.
Oh my gosh.
I cried enough to put little sort of like valleys of missing makeup down each cheek.
Oh my gosh, Jeanette.
And had to smudge it all to sort of, because the makeup artist had gone, had to sort of like try to sort of blend it in so I didn't look like Alice Cooper.
Yeah, well, that's fair. It's a good move. this has been the most compelling story of a hole in a stocking that I've ever heard in my life. Jeanette, I'm glad that you can laugh about it with us now. Thanks for giving us a buzz.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast. Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit caresolutions.com.au.